Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. Was to be that done a couple of weeks ago, but it's being done for the anchor on tonight. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We ask your Father that you forgive us and that you place your loving arms around us, and we thank you. We're thanking you, Father, for a special touch. We ask you, Father, that you give us strength that we need each and every day of our lives, and we thank you. So we are thanking you, Jesus, for where you send this podcast. We thank you. So we give you praise, and we give you glory, and you give us honor. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. On tonight, this podcast is entitled The Underlying Jealousy. Name for a podcast, ain't it? The Underlying Jealousy. Well, Exodus 34 and 14, "For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God." Well, let me say right there that you got it. You got it right there. That God is a jealous God. And let me tell you something. There is a lot of jealousy that goes on in this life. It travels so fast, it goes as fast as planes can fly. Goes in the hearts, in the heads, and all through the body. Jealousy is definitely an underlying factor. Oh, yeah, it is. But jealousy, know something about jealousy. That God is a jealous God. And he will have no other God before him. Oh, you know how we put things before him. Oh, no. Jealousy in itself is a problem. And many exhibit it. Yeah, they do. May not want to admit it, but they do. It's all around. It's everywhere. Almost can't get away from it. It's seen in behaviors, how people treat one another. Even Christians do it. But you know what? God is a jealous God. Like a grasshopper subject this is. Because many are quick to say, "Not me. Not me, not me," but it shows in the treatment and the attitude. It shows the underlying jealousy factors. Let me hit a couple of areas in reference to it. Allow me just to say a few things about the jealousy factor. To note, number one, it's a sin. And that factor, being that it's a sin, that person is so unthankful. And they just cannot see. They can't see. They can't see that it is a problem. It's a problem. They can't see that it's a sin. But it is. It's a deep-rooted sin. That's what jealousy is. Deep-rooted, unthankful person just cannot get underneath that, having that jealousy spirit. Oh yes, a spirit too. Having that jealousy within, because they just cannot understand in reference to the other person and something about them. When you think about the deep part of jealousy, makes you think about Cain and Abel. And the sacrifice of Abel pleased God. God seen what he did. God seen that Cain didn't like it. So it showed right there. Jealousy. Cain didn't like it. And ultimately was jealous. That jealousy was there. And with envy, there is jealousy. And guess what? It's a sin. A jealous person, they just gotta have what that other person gotta have and don't know what that person has been through to be or to get what they got and where they got and where they got. They don't understand that. But that jealous person to see something else that someone has or they want, you just get to see the jealousy factor. You do. You get to see it. You really get to see that factor. Jealousy leaves a bitter seed that grows and stays. It's fixed until the heart makes a change. Hey, I'll be back. Hey, let me say something about the Anchor app. I say it often, the Anchor app, great app, takes you many places that you haven't been before. Not many apps will do this. Take you to Spotify, takes you to iTunes, Google, Radio Public. Oh, it just takes you so many different places. And you can be monetized by it. On the Anchor app. Not too many apps do this either. But try it out. Be a podcaster. Just give it a shot. You'll be surprised what can be done. You'll be surprised what can come out of a podcast. So give it a try. Give the Anchor app a try on today and see where it takes you. I bet you'll like it, but you won't know until you try it. Give it a try. The Anchor app. Try it out. Bye. Hey, let me say more about this jealousy, the underlying jealousy. Definitely grievous, definitely it's a grief. And let me say it involves poor self-esteem and poor image of that person who is so jealous. You know how much energy jealousy takes? Yeah, it takes a lot. Of course, it's seen in relationships all the time. Seen in many relationships, individually, couples, it's seen. Jealousy. It's underneath so many unrealistic expectations with the underlying jealousy factor. Take a note of caution about this underlying jealousy if you're a believer. Take note. Remember, God's a jealous God. James 3 and 14. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. See what happens? Have that bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not. Don't give no credit over to that jealous spirit. And lie not against the truth. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Get rid of that jealousy underlying spirit. Questions asked. Is jealousy a mental illness? Sure can be pathological. The person's preoccupied with the thought that becomes even a delusion. So what? Can you believe that? Sure enough, can become delusional or even morbid. Yes. Isn't that horrible? That's a horrible, horrible thing when you have this jealousy, this underlying jealousy. This is what it can do. We don't want that. There is a defeater for jealousy in relationships. Sure it is. Sure enough, bad in relationships. Hurts. Jealousy, just too much energy that doesn't have to be spent. 1 Corinthians 13:4, charity suffereth long, and charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. See, put some love in there instead of jealousy, because that love goes a long way. Jealousy, it goes a long way too, but it's just wrong. Have that love. It goes a long way. That envies no one. That charity vaunteth not itself. It don't give its credit to itself. It gives it out. And it's not puffed up. Like jealousy is. That underlying factor. You see, if you put that love in there. See? Put the love in there. And, you know, it works. For the underlying jealousy spirit. You want to get rid of it? Yeah, you do. Sure you do. Get rid of this underlying jealousy. You think you got some? Get rid of it. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Ask God to help you. Because too much energy, it just is no good. It hurts. It just hurts. It will give you more grief than anything. Put the love there instead. That charity that goes a long way. Instead of the jealousy factor. Jealous of anybody? Make it a promise to yourself. You're not going to do it again. You're not going to have it. Blessings.